This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On the 4th of December, the Big Help Out and the Big Lunch held an event at Windsor Castle to celebrate the power of volunteering. There were multiple stations highlighting the great work that volunteers do, and the Health and Disability Station, showcased by Guide Dogs for the Blind, featured work by RNIB. It was represented by two volunteers, including our very own travelogue presenter, Jonathan Abrow. He met Their Majesties King Charles and Queen Camilla, along with the President and First Lady of Germany. He's here today to tell us about his experience. Hi, Jonathan. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Amelia. It's wonderful to be with you.
So, Jonathan, before we jump into this event, can you tell us about your experience volunteering with RNIB?
Well, Amelia, I started volunteering for the RNIB, it must be around 7, maybe even coming up to 8 years ago. I started as a tech support volunteer because, having gone blind myself and learned to use VoiceOver on my iPhone and iPad, I wanted to share that with other blind and partially sighted people because it's such a liberating tool that we have at our disposal, and I wanted others to feel as free as I do to be able to use your technology yourself. From there, it's actually snowballed quite a lot. I've been involved in setting up a tech hub, which I run on a monthly basis at Grimaldi, where I teach on a one-to-one basis people to use their iPads or iPhones with VoiceOver or magnification. I do some product testing. As you said, I'm a travelogue recorder for some of my amazing adventures I've been fortunate and lucky enough to go on around the world and on all 7 continents. And I also do things like speak at events. I spoke at a charity CEO event, was on a panel at the audio description symposium that the RNIB held, and I've been on various interviews and films about products or RNIB in general, as well as being the face of some of the summer campaigns. I also test products, whether they are high-tech, low-tech, or no-tech, and generally just get involved in anything that the RNIB asks me to, as long as I've got the time to be able to do it.
And you've been to a huge range of locations around the world, but the inside of Windsor Castle is a first. What was your reaction when you got the invite?
Amelia, I got the call to go to Windsor Castle on the Thursday, exactly 1 week before the event. And I was told that I'd been nominated to represent the RNIB at this event, and was I able to make it? Well, if there was ever a time that you were given the opportunity to say, I'll just clear my diary, this was it. I did have something on, and the people I was meeting, all they got from me was, I'm really sorry, I have to rearrange our meeting as I have something special I'm going to do with a charity, and left it at that. I decided that this was one event that I wasn't going to share beforehand. I shared it with only 2 people, my partner Annie and a friend who we were out with on the evening on Thursday at dinner. I just casually dropped him, I got a phone call today. I've been asked to go to Windsor Castle, and I'm going to hopefully get to meet the King and Queen, as well as the President and First Lady of Germany. Well, I mean, who can ever get to drop a clanger like that at an evening meal? It was fantastic. So how did I feel when I got the call? Astounded, honored, so pleased, excited, amazed, probably a little nervous, thinking about, wow, what will happen? What will I do? What's going to be involved? There are so many thoughts that go through your head when you get a call like that, Amelia, and what an honor to get that call.
How was it walking into Windsor Palace? Did you dress up? Was there someone who described the surroundings to you? Were you nervous? How was the kind of the preparation for the event itself?
Not wanting to have anything go wrong with transport, we spent the night in Eton at a small hotel and went out for an evening meal the night before. And then in the morning, set off, and we're at Windsor Castle gates promptly at 7:45, where we went through security and then waited until we were escorted by one of the Windsor Castle personnel to the hall where we would be standing and meeting the royal party. As the only blind person in the room, and along with the other person who was representing the RNIB, we were allowed to bring a companion with us, which was so exciting because it meant I could take Annie along with me. And as you will have heard from my travel journeys, Annie is fantastic at describing and explaining. So we were in the hall and Annie was describing what was going on to me. And we even got to walk around because the event was starting at 10 a.m. We were in the hall way earlier and there was due to be a briefing at 9 a.m. Between and before all of that, we could walk around and explore and see the armor and the weapons in the cases. And one of the people who work in the royal household came over and explained to me that where I was standing was looking along the long walk, which goes all the way to Windsor Great Park, and which is why the castle was built where it is, to be able to see the invading people coming up from far and wide. So it really was amazing. There were hall was still being set up and bunting was being put up all over the place. And we even got to go and sit and get served a cup of tea and a biscuit in the cafe. It was just such fun, really. The whole thing, meeting all the different people. Of course, with guide dogs for the blind being there as well, they brought along two puppies. They stole the show. There was just no question out of everybody there. But meeting all the different volunteers on our stand, as you said, it was the RNIB, Guide Dogs for the Blind, and also the Red Cross. So each of us had two volunteers at our stand, and it was great fun to chat with and learn a little bit about both my colleague who was there from the RNIB, as well as people from Guide Dogs and Red Cross and a few other people around the room. So yeah, quite something.
And when you met the royal party, can you talk us through how that went and what you spoke about?
Come 10 o'clock, we were all standing in place and the royal party come in. We were the first stand to be reached by the king and president. So first of all, I got to meet the president. What we'd been taught was that each of us would be in a line, and after speaking with anyone, after a little bit, we would then say, "And may I pass you on to the person who was next to you?" So there I was with the President of Germany being introduced to me and having a chat to him, and then followed by the King. Now, when we were all standing there, we were chatting about this both before and afterwards. Everybody had the same thought. Would I be lucky enough to speak to one or more than one of the people in this royal party? Well, we got to speak to everybody. Each one of them came up to us, shook our hands, and gave us the time to explain a little bit about what it is that we do for which charity. So I could explain a bit about my teaching other blind and partially sighted people to use iPads and iPhones, and also spoke about my travelogue recordings. But what I particularly spoke about to illustrate how important it is was that I'm teaching as one of the people who comes to my tech hubs is a 13-year-old child. And how amazing it is, albeit how sad it is that I am teaching this person. They are losing their vision at such a young age, but they are keen to learn. And the excitement at my last lesson, I was teaching them, and I told this to the royal party, I was teaching them to use Spotify because they wanted to be able to sing and dance along to their music. The excitement was wonderful. And the reward for me as a volunteer to get this sort of a response from someone I'm teaching is enormous. So that was what I used to illustrate some of what my volunteering is about. What was then quite surprising to me is that each of them asked me questions about myself and how I managed or how I saw. But not just that, because I'm blind and they'd been told that I'm blind, as well as me telling them I'm blind, each of them realizing that I can't see facial features or expressions or anything for that matter after they'd asked me what I can see, they were very tactile with me, holding my hand or in the case of King Charles, while he was asking me questions about myself and my vision, He had his hand on my arm in such a warm gesture. I really felt touched and honored by the warmth in which they all reacted and responded to the fact that I'm blind and explained I couldn't see. The Queen also held my hand while she was talking to me, and the First Lady of Germany took my hand in both of her hands and wouldn't let go for the entire conversation. So, really, quite an amazing experience with each of them.
And obviously it's a very rare honour to get to meet the royal party, and one amazing story to add to your collection of amazing stories. But for people who are blind and partially sighted and considering volunteering, I suppose the potential of meeting the royal party is a definite benefit. But what are some of the other reasons you'd encourage people to consider giving it a go?
We all have something to share. We all have some knowledge or some ability that others may or may not have. But by volunteering, just by helping one person, you make a difference. So, no matter what you want to do when it comes to volunteering, be that helping out in a tech support way or being a voice on the end of the line, whatever it is that you feel you're able to contribute to volunteering, I really do think it is worthwhile doing because you never know who you're going to meet. I'm not saying that I've ever dreamed of being invited and honored in the way that I was to go and meet the King and Queen. In fact, that's something that has never crossed my mind before. But I have met other people along the way as well, and you just never know what the outcome will be, who you will meet, and what a difference you might make both to them and to yourself. So, yes, I do recommend volunteering and just talk to you, the RNIB, and talk to the RNIB and find out how, in what way you could contribute as well.
And after you had a chance to speak to the royal party and they'd gone around the room, what was the next step in the event?
To end this event, Amelia, the organizers of the event, the big help out and the big lunch, made some speeches. They told us that there would be a big help in the U they told us that there would be a big help out in the UK again in 2026, and also announced that Germany would be help and also announced that Germany would be holding their own version of the help out, which is one of the big reasons that this incredible event took place. You know, it's 27 years since the German president has had a state visit to the UK. So it was a really important event. As this all ended, Annie and I walked to the edge of the stairs leading down to the long walk again, because at that exit is where the King and Queen were bidding farewell to the President and First Lady. And again, I had somebody from the royal household come and stand next to me and describe a bit of what was going on. And they were one of the king's troops with their long grey coats and their big bearskin hats, all standing in formation as part of this goodbye. And Annie was describing how warm and caring the goodbyes were between the King and Queen and the German President and First Lady. Then after that, we all walked around the hall a little bit, I think a little bit on cloud nine, all of us, and excitedly talking about what had just happened and a little bit about what we'd each been able to say to each of the people we had just met in the royal party. And then it was time to leave. As we stepped out of the hall, the troop of soldiers in their long grey coats and bearskin hats were coming along, and they actually came to a halt so that we could pass in front of them. Anyone who was sighted had their phones out and excitedly taking photos of this, because when on earth in your life will a king's troop come to a halt, standing to attention just past where you're standing, so that you can walk by? I mean, what a way to finish this event. We then went off into Windsor to find a cup of tea and just talk about this amazing day we had had.
Thank you so much, Jonathan Abrow, for all of your hard work as an RNIB volunteer and for coming onto RNIB Connect Radio once again to share this very special event.
Thank you, Amelia.